You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast number 208 for the 15th of May. We're reviewing The Doctor's Wife, and I Think I May Squeak. First up, a public service announcement. There's a wonderful reader app for the iPad called Flipboard. It takes your Facebook wall and your RSS feeds and stuff and lays them out like a magazine page, so you get lots of data in your face at once. So when I absentmindedly hit my Twitter feed and saw a certain other podcaster quoting Idris's announcement that she was the TARDIS, I started kicking myself. So don't use Flipboard before new Doctor Who. Okay. PSA over. Thankfully, that wasn't a serious spoiler, because we got everything we needed to understand that Idris was bigger on the inside from the pre-credits sequence. And the notion of the TARDIS being personified doesn't come as a shock. After all, we've been told for years that the TARDIS is alive, and we've even had sentient ambulatory TARDISes in spin-off media. So it was almost inevitable that we'd see a personified TARDIS story told on TV. Under another writer and showrunner, we could have wound up with something as uninspired as the ship's AI in Gene Roddenberry's Andromeda. And call me a squeeing fanboy if you must, but we are bloody fortunate to have had Neil Gaiman telling the story instead, because he doesn't flinch from the emotion of the piece. Just close your eyes for a minute and think about a person you deeply love. Perhaps a partner or a spouse. Imagine for a moment that you suddenly had the opportunity to telepathically communicate with your other half. Feel what the other feels. Communicate without boundaries. Now imagine that you knew you only had 30 minutes, and then that communion would be lost forever. The Doctor's Wife is a story about seeing your lover in a completely new light, understanding your lover in a more profound way than you ever dreamed possible, then losing that moment, and never being able to look at your lover the same way again. I could say more about the brilliance of seeing classic Neil Gaiman character archetypes from Crazy Land with the lead characters we know so well, or the way Richard Clarke managed to wring some real horror out of some fairly cheap-looking corridor sets. And I may later this week, but for now, just read Neil Perriman's review at tachyon-tv.org.uk, which is just spot on. And join me in enjoying the afterglow of the best episode of Series 6. In fact, I can't decide whether it or The 11th Hour is my favorite Moffat-era show. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for May 15th. Find more episodes at twominutetimelord.com. Find me on Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord or on facebook.com/numeral2MinuteTimeLord. Thanks for listening.